this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Hey, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. It's time to give you the love that you have in your heart. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the Tan Talk Radio Network, where you can find help and hope. Yay! With me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And today, as always, with my best friend, sidekick, and co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hello.
How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
And, of course, our awesome producer, Peter Blay.
Happy Saturday!
Happy Saturday. Glad to be here today.
Glad to be here, too.
Thanks for everything you do. I really appreciate it, Peter.
Love to be a part of it. Love being a part of it on Saturday afternoons from noon to 1 on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And tell us about your show, what you're doing today.
Yeah, we got a little remote going on at 5858 Roosevelt Boulevard in Clearwater. It's called the Sports Web at Average Joe's Bar and Grill. It's the evolution of Sports Talk Radio. Why is it called that? Because we give you your own welcome music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. The Sports Web from 3 to 5 on the Tan Talk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
He gives me something to think about. I love his voice. It's so cool.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. And we have some special guests on the show today. We have Michelle Lowak from Home Care Assistance. You know, Michelle's been on the show before. And we have, for the first time, Barb and Lloyd Needlebaum from Touching Hearts at Home. So welcome, you guys.
Thank you very much.
We're glad to have you here. We're glad to have you here today. So I just want to let you know at any time you want to call in the show for a question or anything, you can call in at 727-441-3000 or toll-free at 1-866-826-1340.
Do we hang up on them?
Do we hang up on them?
Well, Peter doesn't.
No,
I don't hang up on anybody.
Okay,
I try not to.
We don't. No,
unless,
right.
Of course, it's Rob who calls here about 50,000 times a day. Then I try to hang up on him, and he still calls back. So there's a method to my madness, if you will.
Yes, there is. So, caregivers, as always, thanks for being a part of the show today. I know that your time is very valuable. I know that lots of times it's difficult for you to just take some time to sit down and even listen to the show. One of the good things, as you guys know, is the show is podcast, so you can listen to the show anytime you want. And I think that really helps the caregivers a lot. I've had people call me and tell me, you know, I listened to a show 5 weeks ago and it didn't mean any sense to me that day, but today I need to hear that show again so they can go back and hear the show. So you can go to connectingcaregiversradio.com and do that. We told you last week we're going to start dedicating our show every week, and our show this week is going to be dedicated to Buzz Roy Rabbiton. Buzz was a good friend of mine. He was in my caregiver support groups for about 7 years. In fact, Buzz was kind of like one of my caregiver groupies. Wherever I would go for a support group or a speaking engagement, Buzz was always there, and he would always text me after we left and said, "Great group, Linda, you did a good job," or whatever, and he passed away peacefully last week. His memorial is today, so I'll be there right after the show. But what a special man this man was. He came to every meeting. He always had something to share. He'd be cutting articles out of the newspaper. He'd be clipping coupons to people.
And he took notes. He used
notes
to take notes.
Of everything. And recently he had just started working with hospice as a chaplain. He had taken care of his sister Linda for, I think it was about 5 years she had cancer. So we've been through a journey together. So he will be missed greatly. But as the people said in the support group the other day, he's sitting right there in that chair. So love you, Buzz. And I'm very grateful that our paths have crossed. And we'll see you again in the future.
Not too soon, Lenny.
So let's talk about the walk a little bit. Walk this way.
Wahoo. Yes. Saturday, a week from today, we will be over at the field. And we hope to see all of you. I know the two of you will be walking with us, and I hope that you will change your mind and that Touching Hearts will get in touch with this, because this is our biggest epidemic facing seniors, and we need all hands on deck.
Give me some stats.
Every 66 seconds, somebody is diagnosed.
Every 66 seconds.
And for every one that is diagnosed, three more go undiagnosed, either through denial or just ignorance, or they just don't think that there's the support and the money there. Or they go to a neurologist who doesn't specialize in the dementias.
Right.
So it's kind of like if you're going to get your car looked at, if you own a Lamborghini, you're not going to go to the Ford dealership.
Right.
You know, don't have your neighbor just tell you, oh, I knew somebody who had those same issues. Because it's not the same issues, and it really does need to be looked at. But there's help out there.
You know, I tell caregivers all the time, the most important thing is to get an education. Mm-hmm. Because if you go to the doctor and the doctor says, your loved one has cancer, here's some pills, you just don't take them and walk out the door. You ask, what kind of cancer? How progressed is it? Blah, blah, you know, what are the treatments? You need to do that when the doctor tells you that you have a diagnosis of dementia.
Yes, you do.
Because some are totally different from the other. There's a lot of things that are in common with all of them, but then some of the aspects are totally different, from Lewy body to Alzheimer's to temporal lobe. And I always try to explain to caregivers, because they get a little confused, like Alzheimer's, dementia, what's what? I always say that dementia is ice cream. Alzheimer's is a flavor. So dementia is the ice cream, and Alzheimer's is just the flavor, and there's many different ones. What are you doing, Michelle? She's going like, to be singing in the rain
like
or something.
Dementia is the umbrella. Alzheimer's is underneath the umbrella.
Right.
It's the largest.
Yeah.
Aren't you afraid to put the umbrella up in here?
No, I'm not.
It's
I'm not
good
afraid.
Luck.
You know what's scary to me, and I'm glad you said that, so I will get more for you all. The scariest thing to me is dementia. So for the purple... For Alzheimer's, take those home and put those out, because I know that some people celebrate Halloween, but I think that what we need to do is focus a light on the dementias and on Alzheimer's and getting quality caregivers who know what they're doing, not just say, I'm a caregiver. If you're an uneducated caregiver, you can hurt the person more than you can help them.
Right. Just as a family member, the same thing, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the reason I changed careers, and it's the reason that I'm very proud of the home care assistants. Cognitive therapeutics, because we have the only caregivers that trained in that.
So, Lloyd, you must have some caregivers and some clients that have Alzheimer's and dementia. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we do. And like you said earlier, everybody's different. Everybody reacts differently to different things at different times. And you just have to be ready to react to what they're reacting to.
And hopefully not in a crisis.
And try not to, you know, push them or make them, you know, do something that they're not accustomed to doing. They don't like change.
I don't want anybody pushing me.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. So you know, when you go in and talk to these people, they like to be, everything likes to be regimented.
Mm-hmm.
They like their sandwich cut in 17 pieces,
right.
That's what you got to do.
On the Mickey Mouse plate.
Right. And so it's very different for everyone. And not only is it different for everyone, but it could be different for the same person on a different day.
Right.
So you have to be aware of what the client is that particular day, and then go with that.
You know, and there are people listening to the show right now that are probably experiencing some things with their family members. They don't have an education, so they don't realize about the routine. They don't realize about the structure. Or they're taking care of their loved one, and they realize it, but no one else around them does. So I always suggest to caregivers is you write down a plan in a black and white notebook of what goes on with your loved one. Because if your loved one wants to eat his Cheerios every morning out of that red bowl, and you're not there, God forbid, and somebody else comes in and gives them that blue ball, that could be the end
of
the day.
That's it. Right. And it happens all the time. When we have a client right now that the biggest thing that we have to do when we take care of him is keep him awake. Because if he goes to sleep during the day and then he gets up, he doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to always be there with him and make sure that when he gets up, he's, you know, you're there, so he feels comfortable. Nothing's changed.
Right.
But if you took him and moved his chair to the other side of the room,
right,
and he woke up, that's the end of it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's very hard to get them back to where they,
right,
to where they, to calm them down. It takes a while.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think some of the biggest challenges of our, I want to talk a little bit about with everybody today about the professional caregiver, because we talk a lot about the family caregiver on this show, but the professional caregivers, we can't do it without the professional caregivers.
No.
And I don't think the professional caregivers get the credit that they deserve.
No, they don't. They don't.
You know, they're taking care of somebody all day long and then going home and taking care of their own family and everything else, and it's tough.
Right, right. And not only that, but it's not only tough, you know, physically sometimes,
right,
but it's also tough emotionally.
I think that's the worst.
When you get into a situation where you're taking care of an individual, whether it's a male, female, or even a child, where you have a feeling for them.
It's a relationship.
Get into a relationship with them. The relationship grows, and you start caring about this individual. And then you come home, and you say, "Well, I wonder what he's doing
okay
now.
Tonight,
is
right.
she okay tonight? Should I call or should I go there?" And then it's a very personal feeling. It's a roller coaster kind of thing, you know. And then, you know, the day comes when they're gone, you feel
really
a loss.
Yeah.
It's like somebody in your family, which it is family really, has gone.
Well, and you know what's tough for the professional caregiver? And when I used to be with Harmony, I used to do some support groups for our employees, because not only do they lose this person that they've fallen in love with, they kind of lose their job.
Well, that too. Yeah.
You know, so it's a double whammy. It's an emotional thing. It can be a financial thing for that professional caregiver, because not the next day a new client's not going to just pop up at the same time.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. When we first started. And when anybody first starts a business, it's, you know, you got to look at how much it's going to cost to do this and how much it's going to cost to do that. What's our bottom line have to be? How many clients do we have to have?
Right.
Da, 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 da. But once you start actually doing the work, and there's been a couple of times when myself and my wife have gone out and done shifts, and that's when you realize,
what's going on?
What's happening? And when you leave a shift after a couple of 2-3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is, and the person that you're leaving has a smile on their face and they say thanks for coming.
Right.
That is the greatest feeling.
Right.
That I've ever had. You know, and
because you're directly making a difference in someone's life directly.
Correct. And that's very hard to do. And this person you may not have known, you know, a couple of weeks ago or
exactly.
a couple of days ago, you know. And here you are, you know, making an impact on how this person lives. And also to make that person feel like, hey, I'm looking forward to tomorrow
right.
when Lloyd comes or when Barb
right.
comes or when Jane comes or whoever it is. They're looking forward to that, and that keeps them going.
No, and somebody's going to be there
day.
For them.
Yeah,
the next day.
And they're not alone. I mean, I'm sure we've all seen people. You know, you go out to shop and go into the food stores, and you always see people that are either, you know, they're pushing a cart or they're in one of those electric
yeah.
deals there, and they're just going down the aisles and they're just kind of staring.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of looking. And they really, they're there just to pass the time, and they don't know why.
Right.
They have no really reason to be there. And you want to take that person and say, come with me and let me help you. But, of course, you can't.
Right.
You know? But that's what you feel you want to do.
Right.
And the people who have, there hasn't been one client that we have talked to initially that said, I need your help.
Right.
They all say, I don't need help.
Right.
I can do this myself.
Yep.
I don't need help.
I
got
really
my son.
Job.
I got
my
brother. I got
yeah.
my, that's it. But then what we try to do is we try to show them, let's do a trial session. You know, let me bring a caregiver up that I think is going to fit into your house. Let them spend a couple of hours with you. Not necessarily do anything per
right.
se, but, you know, if you need the bed changed, we'll change that. If you need your dishes washed, we'll do that too. But the main thing is the companionship part. There's somebody with that person making them feel like they belong to society.
Yeah.
All right? They're not alone.
Exactly.
Okay? And that's the biggest important thing, making them feel like they are still a member of society.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And
you know, it's tough sometimes for, many times you have somebody at home, so you have a family caregiver taking care of their loved one, and they're just as isolated as their loved one is.
Well, yeah.
Because they're not leaving the house either.
Right.
For doing too much. And they're not taking any time off.
Right.
And it can become a very depressing situation.
Yes, yes. And that depression carries over.
For both of them.
To the people
yeah,
who are in
miserable.
The house. Yeah, yeah. So it's very difficult. And the hardest part of our job is to try to convince that these people that they do need the help and not necessarily, like I said, the laundry or the
right.
dishes or the whatever, which is nice too, but it's also somebody to talk to, somebody to have lunch with, somebody to
right.
play cards with, somebody to watch a movie with, go for a walk, whatever it is that you want to do. That you have somebody there to not only encourage you, but to take you and do things where you probably wouldn't want to do
yeah.
them yourself.
I have a neighbor who has there's a young guy from college that comes once a week and for 2 hours just plays chess with her dad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he looks so forward to that, knowing that that's going to happen on Tuesday. And
yeah.
And then she gets 2 hours to breathe.
Yeah, we had a couple that one. He was 100.
Wow.
She was 98. Huh? 98. And he had Alzheimer's and didn't talk. So one day we get a call from her, and she wanted to know if the caregiver could stay another 2 hours. And we said, sure. You know, what do you need done? She
right.
says, nothing. Just want to talk.
Yeah.
Just want to talk.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody
to hear me.
Bounce off of anything.
Right.
You know, and so she looked forward to that, you know, every day, that conversation, talking about whatever they talked about.
Right.
But that was a big, important thing to her because her husband.
Didn't talk. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's a really important thing. So. Another thing I want to mention today, too, on the show is a little bit about caregiver guilt. Because caregivers, and I just went through that this week at a support group, with everybody feeling guilty if they ask for help. With everybody mm-hmm. feeling guilty if they get a little bit angry.
Yeah.
You know, I knew that there was times with my mom, yikes, when I felt like I was going to raise my voice, I knew I needed a break. Whether mm-hmm. it was just a couple of hours and stuff, because I love my mother dearly, but you get mm-hmm. you can get impatient and you feel terrible about it because you're taking care of someone that you love so much, and the last thing you want to do is get angry.
Yeah, but you do because at some point you can't continue on without something changing.
Help for yourself,
you
right.
know, right? So and it's the same thing. I mean, you probably wouldn't say it to somebody that you didn't know. But because it's your love, and you know, you say you always hurt the ones you love, and that's the reason. Because you just feel so comfortable. Well, she's not going to leave me.
Right.
My mother, you know.
Right.
My father, my brother, you know, they're not going to leave.
Right.
You know, they can be upset a little bit with if I get upset, but eventually they're gonna
yep.
come back around, and they're gonna still be my mother and my father and
yep.
my brother, you know, and that's the big thing.
And please listen to me, caregivers. Get into a support group. It means the world. When this woman came into the support group the other day, and she was having a hard time even getting the words out that I feel guilty. And when everybody else in the group was like, we get it. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. And you just see the person go,
yeah.
you know, just take yeah. that sigh of relief, knowing that they're not the only one. So, you know, get some help in. Get somebody to come stay with your loved one for an hour and a half or 2 hours and come to a support group. because I guarantee you will feel better. I guarantee you will go home with knowledge that you didn't have before. Mm-hmm. Because there's things that you learn in a support group you don't learn anywhere else.
Right. So, and it also gives you a break.
Yeah.
You know, it also gives you a break. It gives you a chance to breathe and to take in whatever the support group is giving
you. And you know what? Sometimes you just come to a support group and you just cry. Because you need to cry.
Yep.
And other times you come to one of my support groups and we laugh the entire time.
Right.
So it depends on what's going on, and because caregivers do some pretty funny things too. So we can usually find something very kind, including myself. We can usually find something pretty comical to get away with. Yeah. So Lloyd, tell our listeners if they want to get in touch with you, where they could get in touch with you.
Well, we have an office on East Bay Drive in Largo. It's 4625. East Bay Drive, unit is 303. Our telephone number is 727-314-4987.
All right.
And we're 24/7. We have no minimums. So we'll come to your house, and if you need us for an hour, that's what we'll give you. We're not going to try to sell you 4 hours when you only need one or two.
Good.
We have a lady that we go to every single day. Now, it's very difficult to find a caregiver to go for one hour.
Right.
So, Barb and I do it. All right. She goes one day, I go another day, and we switch off.
Yeah.
And this lady that we go to, she was in the hospital because she forgot to take her insulin or her medication.
Just something as simple as that.
She thought she took it, but she didn't. And so we go there every day. We check her readings, make sure that they're what they should be. We make sure she takes her medication. We go down and get her mail. And we feel guilty because we're really not spending an hour there, you know.
But that's what works for her.
But she says to us, and when we say that to her, she says, yeah, but if it wasn't for you guys, I wouldn't be living here.
I'd be
in a facility. And she wants to stay home. So that's what we do.
And hopefully we get to make our own choices. You know, hopefully we're educated enough when the time comes. Well, we have to go to our wonderful partners now, or else we won't have a radio program. So hey, you guys, stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the caregiver affirmation or listen to this week's show or previous weeks, just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tam Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. And now we come to our part of the show where we have a question for Dr. C. Someone sent in a question about irritable bowel syndrome. No, don't laugh. No. It is what it is.
It's IBS.
IBS.
I'm married to an irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, we have a couple at the table. Anyway, it is well documented fact that after age 50, our bodies produce less stomach acid. Many symptoms can appear, such as belching, increased bowel sounds, and even acid reflux. The key thing to figure out is what's causing the irritation. There are different approaches for different causes. For example, if you know you have a stomach ulcer, you would want to take supplements which add hydrochloric acid to your diet, as that would aggravate your stomach ulcer. In that case, you would want to take special digestive enzymes which don't have that ingredient in them. Once the actual case is identified, chiropractic adjustments can help facilitate proper digestion and alleviate the symptoms dramatically while you take the proper supplementation. Acupuncture points specific for digestion can boost the body and provide digestive support. One thing to keep in mind is your immune system is intimately connected to your digestive health. So if you've had prolonged problems with your digestion, this means that the cells have been depleted and you're not getting the micronutrients you need. And over time, your body will get sick because it can't combat the disease. So if you're having some of these problems, Dr. C may be able to help you with that. That's Dr. C at Gentle Touch Chiropractic, and her number is 727-235-3265. That's 727-235-3265. And as you know, guys, Dr. C's been taking care of me for over 3 years. And
you're perfect.
I'm pretty healthy. I'm looking good. I'm kissable.
So please, I stop. Heard.
All right,
I
girls. Next. So we're going to talk a little bit about the walk, Michelle.
I like what Michelle was talking about before.
Should we change to the walk, or should we talk about Linda's kisses?
No. We should talk about the walk.
Okay, well, let's talk about the walk. Okay, so the walk, we're going to get together next week, 8 o'clock at the, for anybody who's on the GFWC Mission and Alzheimer's Walk Team, you're going to come up to the Grand Champions table, which is going to be right after registration. 8 o'clock, we're going to have a great picture. But we welcome everybody to get there at 8 o'clock. Make sure that you register. You're going to get your wristband at that point. The wristband enables you to get one of the pinwheels.
All right, so people that have already registered, how do they get their wristbands?
They can come to Bank Night on Tuesday at the Alzheimer's Association from 4 to 6 o'clock. There will be a team there as long as you've raised $100. How many in the room have already done that?
Woohoo!
Yay! You two have.
Full house.
So you will come. You'll get your T-shirts. You'll get your wristband. You can turn in any extra money, cash or checks that you have.
Okay.
It's called Bank Night. And it'll just ease the process for all
Tuesday,
of us.
And that's Tuesday, what time?
Tuesday from 4 to 6 at the Alzheimer's
Association. I got an email on that.
You did, I know.
Good job.
So, but anybody who hasn't signed up, you can sign up right there on the spot. You can go online and join our team. You can, you know, it's not too late to put a team together. It's
that's
very,
a mission
very quick.
Team.
It is the mission team as the mission chair for the committee. It's headed up by Bernadette and she's from Arden Courts, and she has been
she's fabulous.
She is fabulous.
Bad.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Bad woman. She's just fierce. She's going to be back from vacation and doing a wrap-up. We're going to do the wrap-up party about a month or a month and a half afterwards. Linda will be featuring the MyPillow. We're going to have One Hope Wine, and it will be at the Home Care Assistance Office. I do believe we don't have a time yet for that. And it's also going to be help sponsored by the new Market Street.
Okay, cool.
Up in Trinity.
Very cool.
A very much needed community for those living
and,
in Trinity.
And somebody can sign up for the walk, but they don't have to walk.
Absolutely. We have quite a few people that there's about 75 different things going on next Saturday. So you can sign up to be on the walk team. You can sign up just to get donations and not come. You can do it virtually.
And if you only want to walk half the walk, you can walk half the walk.
And if you don't want to walk at all, we'll have people that will come that physically cannot do the walk. Our top fundraiser from our team, which we're the number three team for the walk at this point, is actually a gentleman that lives up in Tarpon, and he has Alzheimer's. He's battling Alzheimer's.
Aww.
And he has raised almost $2,000.
Wow.
Has not left the house. He's working out. His wife takes him to the mall so that he can start getting his stamina up. And if the weather's good, then he'll be able to do the walk. And if it's not, then he'll do part of the walk. But whatever he does, he's being involved and he's being
I love that.
He's being engaged. I am in awe of him. This is the most horrific disease that's on the planet. You all know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
We have to find a cure. And we can't have anybody on the sidelines. So
no.
There certainly is time for people to sign up. It's a click of the mouse, and you know, get a 4-year-old to help you like I do. The location to meet up at, if you don't come to Bank Night, or even if you do and you want to register and get registered, 8 o'clock Spectrum Field, which is 601 North Coachman Road,
in Clearwater.
And then afterwards, directly afterwards, we're going to be doing some stuff on the recognition tent. And up on the main stage. And then Chick-fil-A has agreed to give 15% of the proceeds if you say that you're there for the Alzheimer's walk.
Nice.
If you want to get your chicken afterwards. And again, donate to a great cause. It costs you nothing to eat healthy.
Yeah.
And if you're going to eat junk food, that's about the best you're going to
do. I mean, Lynn and I will be there in the morning, and then we'll be here on the show. So while the rest of you are having your fun time afterwards, but it's a great thing, and it's great to just get out in the community and see different people and just try to raise money for this terrible disease, because we need to do something about it, because we're all going to be in it.
Well, we already are, and that's the whole thing. It's developed for 10 years before most people go and get an assessment done or get into a trial study. So for, you know, like I said, for the one that is diagnosed, you've got three more driving around that are undiagnosed.
Right.
Or that say, you know, it's okay, and, you know, mom's okay to leave. You know, we'll just go see her three times a day. And I was in denial with my dad. You all know the story. I thought, we'll call in, we'll send people over, and they'll be there for an hour, they'll be for 2 hours. Daddy will be safe. No, daddy wasn't safe.
And right.
It's just not.
And that's the most important
thing. We don't do that to our children. We don't say, oh, the kids will be safe. Mom will just leave the 4-year-old and, you know, I'll just check on them. Yeah, how does that work out for us?
And, you know, too, I talk about this all the time, you know, long distance caregivers. You'll come and visit mom and dad and they can fake it all weekend long. They'll go out and they'll have the house cleaned up and they'll buy special food because they don't want to be a burden. They don't want to let you know what's going on or whatever. Don't do that. Go visit them when they don't know that you're coming.
And take them to the doctor. And if it's less than a 3-hour assessment, again, they can get through it. And somebody who is not qualified to make those diagnoses, or caregivers who look and they go, well, I think there might be something. If they're not a trained caregiver, they're not going to know, and they're going to misdiagnose, and that's going to be even worse.
And you know what the thing is, too, guys, you know when something's going on, because it's so funny. People come into the support group, and I always say to them, please introduce yourself. Who do you care for? Why are you here? And they say, my husband was diagnosed with Alzheimer's a year ago. But it was really probably about 4 years ago, you know, when the problems really started. But nobody wants to admit it, you know.
And the other thing is that people in our community, we're unique because a lot of people are down here, but their families are somewhere else. So they pick up the phone and they say, hi, mom, how you doing? Oh, everything's fine. Everything's great. Everything's that.
Yeah.
And then they hang up and they call them next week. But then they come down for a visit and they see how everything is not okay and things are going wrong.
Right. There's no food in the refrigerator.
There's no food. All kinds of different things. And that's when, you know, our phone starts ringing off the hook, you know, because what can we do? We have to hurry up and do something. Well, you can't hurry up and do something. You have to do it in the right way.
Right.
And you have to have the right people involved and the right doctors involved and the right organizations involved. And so it's a process, not just, you know, here, take this aspirin and call me in the morning.
Right.
That doesn't work like
that. And you know what the thing is, too? I'm sure there are some people listening to this show that don't have a clue what home health is.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't when I was taking care of my mom. I had no idea. My mom one time, I was going over to Freedom Square to pick her up and take her to vote. And she forgot I was coming. So she went with them on the bus. And she tripped in the parking lot. She had a gash, like a gash in her leg. And I am not the nurse sister. That's my other sister. I'm the entertaining sister. And there was no way I could change those bandages without passing out.
Right.
Well, they said, oh, well, someone could come in and do that. And then I thought they only came in if you needed that done.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So between the two of you, explain to our listeners, the ones that don't know, a little bit about what home health is.
Well, home health is just what it says. It's home health, and whatever that health happens to be. Sometimes it is something that's a physical, a broken leg, a broken arm, a hip, or whatever, right? But a lot of times it's not. It's psychological, it's mental. Alzheimer's dementia is something that you can't see,
right?
You know, per se. You know what I mean?
You can't get home health for that. That's home care.
Right. Well, but right. I'm just saying, yeah. But I'm just saying, if you look at somebody that has Alzheimer's or dementia, you may not know by looking at them.
Right.
If you look at somebody with a broken leg, you know they got a broken leg.
Exactly.
You know,
okay,
so
I would say that home health is going to be everything that's medical. It's going to be doctor driven, and it requires a prescription to be administered.
And that's usually when someone's coming out of the hospital or something.
It could be preventative if you've got Part B and you're using Nick over at Salus. That's preventative. That's kind of, he's really in our arena a lot more because we know that we don't want to wait until there's a fall. We don't want to wait until it escalates and downslides. So that's your Part B. But that's all doctor driven. What our companies do similarly is that we're not doctor driven. We're client-driven. The difference being, we specialize in the living care, and we specialize in working with the dementia, So our
and activities of daily living, as people will hear.
Yeah, our caregivers are going to use the training that they have to keep their cognitive functioning from declining.
Yep.
And will help to use the neuroplasticity of their brain to work. We're not going to set them in front of a TV. We're not going to watch a movie with them because that is detrimental to their health.
Yep.
I know other companies do. We just don't do it. It's not a healthy condition.
Not good for anybody. They can sit home in front of a TV by themselves.
You burn more calories sleeping than you do watching TV or watching a movie.
Really?
So why do that to a client? I don't want that done to me. That's just, you're paying me to hurt me.
Yeah.
We don't do it.
All right, guys. We need to go to our partners once again. And stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means? It's time for Lynn.
Today from 4 p.m. Today. From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Arden Courts of Largo is having a fundraiser to support the Walk to End Alzheimer's, where you can paint your own artistic masterpiece. The cost is $35 a seat, and 40% will go to the Alzheimer's Association. You must be at least 16 years old to participate. You may bring beer, wine, and food. Well, if you're over 16.
Much over 16.
RSVP to 727-797-7928, or just, I imagine, you can just go to Arden Courts of Largo. Yeah. And then on October 26th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Beach House is sponsoring a workshop with Linda Burhans as the guest speaker. Wow. She'll be talking. Surprise,
yeah, I'm talking.
Surprise. She will be talking about when it is the right time for assisted living. It will be held at Mulligan's at Pebble Creek Golf Club. Lunch will be served. RSVP by October 23rd to 813-358-0340. That's 813-358-0340.
Please come and join me. It'll be a very interactive discussion, and the lunch there is out of this world.
Oh. October 28th at Spectrum Field in Clearwater.
Walk this way.
Pinellas County is having a walk to end Alzheimer's. I won't have to talk about it next week.
I know.
This has been week
well,
after
actually,
week after
well,
week.
Because we're going to be talking about the wrap party.
Oh, because you'll be there, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because we still have time to raise money.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to continue on. This fight does not get over with on the 28th.
Well, if you want to start a team or join our team, go to alz.org/walk. And then on November 1st, from noon to 1 p.m., Elizabeth. Empath Health is giving a seminar at Dunedin Public Library on living wills and dementia. It is intended for those concerned about a future dementia diagnosis or those caring for others in the early stages of dementia. For more information, call Tracy or Christner at 727-536-7364. That's 727-536-7364. One more. On Wednesday, November 8th, from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., Lifestyles After 50 is sponsoring a free day at the St. Petersburg Museum of History. This is a $15 value. Parking is $3. There will be free coffee and goodie and door prizes. For more information, call 727-894-1052. That's 727-894-1052. All done.
Good job. Remember, caregivers, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. It's important. There are a lot of wonderful things that go on in our community. If you don't show up, you're not going to learn anything. And the whole thing with that thing with Empath Hospice, with living wills, it's a new kind of a living will for people with dementia. So it's not your standard living will. It's a new one that they came out with just for people with dementia. So I suggest you look into that because it's very important that you do. So one last clip for both of you. What's the most important thing you want to tell our caregivers today, Lloyd?
Well, I'd like to tell everybody thank you, number one, for being there and for doing what you do, because not many people can do that. And the people that can do that are just very special people.
Yes.
And I just let everybody know that if anybody has any questions, we have, you know, 3-4 people in the room here that have a lot of knowledge.
Yep.
Please use it. You can call us and we'll talk to you at any time. There's no charge for that. And there's no charge for any of these people.
And it's all on my website, Linda's Caregiver Connection.
Go on the website and take a look and see. And I think that I wish everybody a great weekend and a successful Alzheimer's walk. And thank you for allowing me to talk.
Thanks for being here. Michelle, wrap it up.
Okay, I'm going to say one last plea. Please, please find it in your heart to support the Alzheimer's walk. Whether it's sharing one of our posts, that costs you nothing. It's a finger prick.
Yep.
You never know who will see your post that isn't on my feed or isn't on one of your feeds. So that's free. That's the least you can do. You can join a team, come out and walk. Join a team and don't come out and walk. Sponsor one of us. Send some money.
It's all about awareness.
It's not for the people sitting in this room. It's for our kids and our grandkids. And it's really important. This is our biggest epidemic, and we all need to be involved because it's affecting all of us.
And you know what? You might have a neighbor that you think may be suffering and not talking about. Just bring up a conversation. Talk about the walk and then bring up that conversation because it's a touchy thing. It's a tough thing for somebody to realize that they're going through that and for their loved one is going there. So just make that awareness. It's really, really important, guys. So thanks for being here this week. You know how much I appreciate you spending time with us. As Lloyd said, any questions, you know you can get me at, you know you can get me wherever you want me. I'm out there, I'm everywhere. And if I don't have the answer, I know somebody that has the answer. So take time for yourself, caregivers. I hope to see you guys next week at the walk before we do the show. Like us on Facebook at Connecting Caregivers Radio. We look forward to spending more time with you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, nothing's going. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark.